described the problem. A group of people put up the money to get control of this railroad.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it would be difficult for him to leave now. He says particularly it would be difficult to, because he described to me, but not in any detail, a problem he apparently had with one of the top people in the man who would have succeeded him if he would leave,
mm-hmm.
who apparently got arrested by the Chicago police on some homosexual offense just a short time ago, which he was able to keep out of the papers, but which raised a major problem. Net of that, which I got the impression on, was that it might be possible to talk him into the job. I think it's something that in a way would tempt him, but I think it would make it almost impossible.
Think after the White House conference and all these other things, I'm afraid that when we don't appoint Weaver, we're just going to kick up a real Negro disillusion.
I'm afraid of that too, Mr. President, although I think the fact of the matter is that he's not really up to the kind of job that you want done.
We got to get an expert, a second man, and ultimately work him in there.
I think that would be the only thing I could think would be possible to do. I think also that, in point of fact, from the Negro's point of view, chances are that a white man given that job could accomplish more for the Negroes.
Oh, no question about it, no question about it. Here's what I told Roy Wilkins. I said, I can name this fellow and keep Kennedy's commitment. My judgment, you liable to get yourself the same shape you did after Reconstruction and take you another 100 years to get back. I doubt that this fellow would make the grade, and he'll be a flop, and he'll be exhibit number one. And if you get a white man who goes in, he can do a hell of a lot more, and then you can be preparing your other people to do these things. This man could be undersecretary or something. There where he just doesn't have to take the rap, but he can't carry it by Congress. Well, he agreed with that, but he they're all going to be for him, and they're all going to say, well, we just not done anything.
I think that's probably true.
So I think our best course out, I haven't talked to you about it with you, although I did tell Bill Moyer 30 minutes ago to call you.
Yeah, he did. That's why I called you down.
Well, that's good. To see if we could get something worked out. I think what we've got to do is just get a super man for number two place that is not requiring glory in. Cabinet, and then send this fellow around on policy touring and let this fellow do the work with the Congress and with the President and with other people.
I think that's right.
Very much like we have on some other instances. Now, who is that man?
Well, the main reason I hadn't called you, Mr. President, was because I was trying to think who that man was. I went over John Macy's list, and I'm not sure that, of course, I don't know all the people there well enough to make a judgment. But I would have thought Fella Heineman might have been the man.
It's going to take a self-sacrificing good man that's willing to be second to Weaver.
Well, I made that judgment after talking with him, and I didn't bring you into it at all. Did it all on my own. And I think it would be very difficult for him to leave at this point. I don't.
Every damn one of them come up with something like that, though, when they don't want to. I mean, it's always their company. Don Cook says that he's got a man that has to succeed him. And they never really look upon anybody. He's the only man I know of. His predecessor said he had a man who could succeed him. They all think that their second man is not as good as they are.
I think it is. But, I mean, it's a
head treasurer. He wants to be head of Brookings.
Yeah.
He's kind of like Bundy with the Ford Foundation. They're looking out after down the road a long time. It's been a good while in government. And I think in time, they'll all want to come back. But I think that they've got to, after you've been 5 years in college, you want to get out and try your wings a little bit. You've got a lot of people there in your department that like to get out in private practice. They get out, they want to be back a year or two because they miss the glamour of it all.
I think you want somebody much, you know, much broader than the housing field.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one thing Weaver can do a moderately good job at.
Well, not very good. The mayor of Baltimore told me this morning that he had a serious problem over there on urban development and housing. And they sent a group over, Weaver did. I said, you never saw such a picky unit. Detailed, meticulous, narrow. Got so disgusted, he just got up and walked out of the meeting. Said he didn't want to cuss him out in public and get in the paper. But he just told him, said, if you can't do any better than this, I don't want any of your money. Said the next week they came over and had all this foolishness out of the way, and they worked it out for the sixth largest city. But he says it's impossible. Now, he's a great liberal, McKeldin.
Yeah.
But that's what he told me an hour ago. And they asked me not to appoint him. He said, please appoint somebody that understands this. That's got some practical experience with the cities, that knows how their problems, knows what they go up against with their taxpayers and their zoning and all their problems. But I don't see how you're going to dodge it with an active group unless you lay yourself open to giving this vote to the Republicans. I don't give a damn. I'm not running for anything. The two things hurt me about it. I don't want to beat all the Congress. That's number one. Legislating, we've got that. I mean, I'm not running any job. I don't care about popularity contest. But I just don't want to be all the Congress, number one. And then number two, I do hate to have any Negro person. I saw a bunch of them at the airport yesterday, 50,000, I guess, on the sidewalks outside of the stadium. And nearly everyone of them look at me with a trusting and earnest and believing feeling. And I just hate, right or wrong, make them believe that I just got up to it and I wouldn't do it.
Mm. Well, that's where I would come out too, Mr. President. But I gosh, that second job becomes important. As the third, the fourth. You know.
What about Burke Marshall?
Well, I don't know. I didn't talk to him in those terms. I talked to him about how good he thought Weaver was.
Well, is he, does he have the steam and the dynamic stuff to charge him up? Does he have enough of Humphrey in him to... somebody's got to make this thing roll. This guy has no imagination, has no proposals, and not coming up with a bunch of ideas.
That's right.
Now, that's what we got to have. I always gathered that Burke was a student and was thorough and was sweet and kind, but that somebody else had to say, come on, let's go.
Burke's got the imagination. I don't think he's, Burke's not, you know, a great administrator. He's not a great
administrator. Who do you know is? That's what we got to have. We got to have somebody who can take them all on into Congress. To have somebody that can take on Eastland if he needs to, or Joe Clark. about Kavanaugh of Detroit?
Well, everything I hear about him is very good, but I would think from almost every viewpoint, Kavanaugh ought to do just what he's doing.
That's what I think. That's what I think.
He seems to me that he may be a real comer and so forth and so on. But,
have you ever had any of the Negro leaders in like we talked?
Yes, sir, I've had a couple, and I'm having a bunch in tomorrow. That's not in my doing. Roy didn't want to see me alone, but I spoke to him. Then he called me back a couple of days later and said that he'd been asked by four or five of them to come see me. It's the wrong way to do it. But I couldn't say no. I can't say no to a request of that kind. I think it'll be all right. So I have to go through that tomorrow afternoon.
I think maybe you better just lay the law down, Tom, and just say, now, this president's going to be here 3 more years, and he's your friend, and he's your champion. But too many comments like come out of this last conference, and many attitudes like the New York Times article about having to appoint a man because of his race, that you could mighty easy drive him away.
I did that with Clarence Mitchell. It was pretty effective.
I think you won't scare hell out of him.
I told him it didn't make sense to me, but if he weakened me in trying to do my job, took pot shots at you, which he couldn't help if you take pot shots at me, why, he just made the whole job a hell of a sight harder to do.
Well, you better tell this whole crowd that tomorrow and just tell them that you don't know how you're going to get a jury thing anyway, but I want it and you've done your best, but if they're saying we're not doing enough, then maybe they ought to do it themselves. They can do it better. Maybe they can get their own bill and get up there and we'll try to help them. Okay.
Roy will be helpful.
You be thinking about these other things now and see.
I will. I'm sorry not to come up with names. I know the importance of it. I guess that's my hesitancy.
Do it. Go out here. I've got to get some of them now. I've got to get a second man. What about Saul Lenowitz? You know him?
Yeah. I know Saul. He's
trouble all these folks have no experience.
Damn effective. He used to work with your preparedness committee, didn't he?
No, that's Saul Horowitz.
Oh, Saul Lenowitz.
Yeah, he's Xerox.
Oh, yeah, Xerox. I only know him by reputation.
We got to get somebody that knows something about cities.